In a moment, we'll have the latest updates on a mass shooting that took place last night in Isla Vista, California. That's near the campus of UC Santa Barbara. 7 people have been killed. The alleged shooter apparently is among those dead, and police are now trying to piece together exactly what happened and why. We'll have that story coming up on the program. But first, we're returning to NPR's series Guilty and Charged. We've been exploring the growing practice of charging user fees to people who come through the court system, on felonies and even for low-level misdemeanors, like making them pay when they're ordered to wear an ankle bracelet. Those electronic monitoring devices can be an alternative to sending someone to jail, but the ankle bracelets are expensive, and the cost is usually passed on to the people who are ordered to wear one. NPR correspondent Joseph Shapiro reports.
Tom Barrett is standing outside a convenience store in Augusta, Georgia. The last time he was here, he got arrested for shoplifting a can of beer worth less than $2.
And I was debating in my head. I said, man, I really shouldn't do this. Oh, heck, I'm just going to do it. So I walked out with the beer. Nobody said anything. I thought, boy, that was easy. So I drank the beer. I walked down 2 blocks. Next thing I know, 2 cop cars came, and I got arrested.
Barrett has returned to this gas station convenience store today because he wants to go back inside and this time apologize to the owner. Barrett's been sober for months. Right now, he's nervous. But before we go into the store with him, we need to talk about what happened to Tom Barrett after he took that beer from the convenience store refrigerator. Because this is a story about how states across the country impose a growing number of fees on the people who come through the court system. Fees that can add up to hundreds or even thousands of dollars, all passed on to that defendant or person in jail or on probation, who most of the time is impoverished to begin with. Sometimes when they don't pay, they even go to jail. NPR did a nationwide survey and found that in 44 states, people can be charged fees for their own probation and parole supervision. At least 41 states allow people to be charged room and board when they're in jail or prison. And one of the most common fees of all, in 49 states, that's every state except Hawaii plus the District of Columbia, there are laws to allow or even require that the cost of the monitoring device gets charged to the person ordered to wear it, like Tom Barrett.
I decided to plead no contest, and I figured I'd get 12 months probation, community service, and a fine. And I'd go home. So I went to court, and that's exactly what happened. But there was one more stipulation. Judge Watkins said, and Mr. Barrett, you're going to have a leg monitor on.
And it was going to cost him $12 a day to rent the ankle bracelet, a $50 setup fee, a $39 a month supervision fee to pay his probation officer, and the money to install a landline phone for the system to work. It was more than $400 a month.
And so the judge says, you're going to be locked up until you can arrange to have this leg monitor put on your ankle. And I'm thinking, that'll be never. I don't have the money. I absolutely don't have the money.
Barrett had been homeless until just before he stole that beer, when he moved into a subsidized efficiency apartment for just $25 a month. But even to pay for that, he sold his plasma at the blood bank. He'd once lived a comfortable middle-class life. He was a pharmacist, but he got addicted to the drugs he was supposed to be safeguarding. He lost his job, his family. There were years of run-ins with the law, mostly related to public drunkenness. Now, he couldn't pay for the electronic monitor and other fees. Barrett had no money, so he went to jail.
That didn't seem like justice to me. I mean, I should not have taken that beer. I was dead wrong. But to spend 12 months in jail for stealing one can of beer, I just didn't seem right.
Normally, there'd be no jail sentence on the shoplifting charge for a can of beer worth less than $2. Barrett went to jail because he couldn't pay the fees. Now, you might be thinking, so why didn't Barrett's attorney object to all those fees? Barrett didn't have an attorney. He couldn't afford the fee for one. In Georgia and 42 other states, according to a survey by NPR and the Brennan Center for Justice at the New York University School of Law, there's even a charge for that supposedly free public defender.
$50 administration fee.
Did that have an impact?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, $50 is a lot of money when you have no income. And so I figured, well, the outcome's going to be the same whether I have a public defender or not, so I might as well just plead no contest and save the $50.
Barrett was sentenced to 12 months in jail, But after 2 months, his sponsor and Alcoholics Anonymous agreed to help him start paying for the electronic monitoring. Barrett got out of jail, and that's when the alcohol monitoring bracelet, a kind of black plastic collar, was attached to his leg.
Well, the thing is, the monitor worked. The monitor was a good thing. And my life started getting better just by me not drinking.
With the monitor on, for the first time in years, Barrett was sober. But he still had to pay the high fees that went with that monitor, hundreds of dollars a month. His only income was food stamps and the $30 he made when he sold his plasma. So the fees went unpaid. After almost 6 months, Barrett was called back to court. He faced going back to jail. Only this time he found an attorney who was challenging the fees. An Augusta Superior Court judge then ruled that Barrett's monitor should come off. Last September, that judge, Daniel Craig, expanded his ruling. In court, he explained why he was putting a temporary stop to forcing poor people in Richmond County to pay for their devices.
Maybe we ought to be about the business of affording due process to Americans. Maybe we ought to be about the business of seeing to it that their rights are protected.
For people who would otherwise be behind bars, electronic monitoring returns them to family and work. For corrections officials, the bracelets save money by reducing overcrowded jails and prisons. But buying or leasing the equipment and setting up round-the-clock monitoring is expensive. It's more than $1,000 for governments to purchase some of these bracelets. George Drake is a consultant to government agencies that want to set up electronic monitoring.
It's very easy for jurisdictions to pass the cost on to the offender. No one wants to raise taxes on the public. Politicians, that's the last thing they want to do.
Most states face sizable budget deficits. So state legislators, often lobbied by the companies that make the devices, pass legislation to require offenders, an unpopular group, to pay the fees. But Drake advises government agencies that they're often better off paying the bill for the monitors, rather than chasing after money from the usually indigent offenders.
But more often than not, these offenders don't have resources, and they're paying court fees, they're paying other fines, they're paying supervision fees and restitution to the victim, and they are being set up to fail because they just cannot afford all of these fees that have been assessed to them.
This is where ScramX comes in, with both continuous alcohol monitoring and house arrest in one device.
That's a marketing video for the electronic monitoring device that Tom Barrett ended up wearing. It's called ScramX. Scram stands for Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitor. It's kind of like wearing a breathalyzer on your ankle. It can measure a person's sweat for evidence of drinking alcohol. The more common electronic monitoring devices check not drinking, but a person's location. So if a judge gives a curfew to someone awaiting trial, the device can tell if they're home on time. Some devices come with a GPS unit and can tell if, say, a sex offender has been lurking near an elementary school. Companies that make the devices, in their marketing materials, tell courts and probation and parole agencies they can charge the users of those electronic monitoring devices.
Of particular importance to many courts and agencies, the ScramX service provider works directly with the offender to handle billing and fee collection.
A spokeswoman for the company that makes the ScramX says it points court systems to alternative ways of charging fees. Most courts use sliding scale fees based on how much the offender can pay, or even find grant money to help poor people pay for the monitors.
Okay.
All right,
so we're going in?
All right.
Okay.
Which brings us back to that gas station convenience store and Tom Barrett. He's trying to turn his life around. He's sober. He's taking classes at a community college.
Yeah, kind of busy, I guess.
Yeah.
And now Barrett walks into the gas station convenience store because he wants to apologize for shoplifting that beer.
Yeah, my name's Tom Barrett. I was in here April 27, 2012, and I stole a beer. I got arrested for shoplifting. I'm here, one, to just say I'm sorry. And I need to find out what I need to do to make this situation right. I need to pay for it, but I want to make it right.
My husband will be here tomorrow morning, and I will tell him that, what's your name?
Tom Barrett.
Tom Barrett, yeah. Yeah, that you
Barrett pay. Wants to pay back the price of the beer. He says it was $1.29, but he has no money. Back outside, I give Barrett my cell phone.
Yeah, it's ringing, right? Okay, voicemail.
He calls the blood center. He's got the number written in faded ballpoint ink on the back of his hand.
This is Thomas Barrett. I was just calling to see if my protein sample had come back from the lab yet so I can donate plasma. I'll just call back later. Thank you.
Tom Barrett will be the first to tell you that it was his substance abuse and his crimes that caused his problems. But it was his debt from going through court that seemed to mock his every attempt to recover and get his life going again. The fee after fee after fee that is now common across America. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.